Me?
We have on deck here somebody who I have a lot of respect for, someone who's been underground and seen the underbelly of America and seen things that probably wouldn't even want to talk about. But he's here to share with us. He's all about love these days, and love is the highest vibration. And it's so cool to have him on the show because he always brings a fresh perspective on things. Our friend forever, Michael Jaco, joins us. Michael, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, guys. Great to be here. Yuba City on September 27th. That's my birthday. And it's not far from where I'm at in North Lake Tahoe. So I can just swing right over and speak.
Oh, awesome.
That's going to be the best birthday song ever, Michael. Be prepared.
And so if you're wondering, you can actually go to hermsforcali.com and you can sign up to be part of the movement. You'll get notified when we have these tours. The things are going to be unrolling in a very rapid fashion here. So you want to get the latest and greatest information, just get on the mailing list for the Herms for Cali governor campaign run, hermsforcali.com, hermsforcali.com, and get on the list. And you can donate there too. I don't know if I said that before.
Yeah. And Michael, what's going on in the world? Just give us a clue, because I know you have the pulse of it, and you have some amazing guests on your show, and your take is incredible. Where do you think we're at right now?
Yeah, we're in difficult situations. President Trump has sent the National Guard into L.A. and also into D.C. and now he's talking about sending them to Chicago. So it looks like we're going to have pretty much close to martial law throughout the United States. And that's really the only thing we can look forward to as far as taking down all of the, craziness that's happening in all of our big cities. I know a lot of people shirk from that, but I think it's the only way. A lot of people talk about how the military is the only way. The military is not going to come in and, take over our country and stay there, guys. They're going to come in to basically do what they're doing in L.A., clean up D.C. Once the work is done, then they leave and people go back to what will be far from normal for most people, because most people are thinking normal is chaotic, crime ridden, and you can't even walk the streets of your own city. We're seeing a lot of people are getting arrested for pushing back on this. This is happening all over the world. Even in the UK, I saw this one video where this one young lady, I think she's like 14 years old, had a hatchet and a knife to protect herself from criminals that were trying to rape her. And rape is a very big thing right now, unfortunately, for young women or young girls, really, in the UK. Moving in that direction. We're moving in that direction in the United States. I think that we're going to push back on that and stop the crime from getting out of control.
Yeah, the reality is, this is no detriment to Muslims out there, but the overall Muslim ideology is, and the Sharia law mentality, it has to be addressed, and it has to be addressed head on, and we can't run from it anymore. There's clearly operations for infiltration of that culture into our country, into the Western world, to try to change it. This is not a slap in the face of Muslims everywhere, because I believe there's many good Muslims that don't like what's going on too. These are deep state color revolution operations, which I know you know more about than I do. Now it's fascinating to me when you talk about the military, because I think I might be wrong, but if you and I would have had a conversation 10 years ago about martial law in certain places, I think both of you would have said, hell no. You and I would have said, there's no way, right?
Yeah, no way.
We're in a different situation. But I want people to, and I'm so glad you brought this up. I just got chills, Mike. I'm so glad you brought this up, because what I see going on is identical to what President Trump has been doing even from his first term. And what they are and these are pinpoint operations, right? So what happens is when he needed to take out the top terrorists, it was a pinpoint operation, right? When he had to take out the nuclear sites in Iran, it was a low casualty pinpoint operation. When he goes into D.C., it's a low casualty pinpoint operations. So when if people want to make it anything different, it's exactly the opposite. They go in for a specific purpose. They take care of their business. It's a low casualty, low detriment to the society in general, with a net positive that's so huge. And that's the way I'm looking at this. So, yes, I'm on the same page with you. Take it away.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, yeah, we've talked, you know, for a long time, you and I. We're deep into the subject, subject matter. Intuition is very strong for you, which I think California is going to do really well with going forward. They need that intuition. They need someone with your hair and with your ability to, like, lean down even more than Gavin Newsom. But, you know, all joking aside, I think that what we're seeing is a preemptive movement, which nullifies what probably would be chaotic situations even more so in a lot of our cities. And we've talked about this in California. Now, the Muslim part you talk about, I've been in Muslim countries for over half my life. I love the Muslim community.
Right?
And my daughter actually is dating a Muslim man from Turkey. Very handsome guy. Very very astute in the political realm. I don't know what it is about people from overseas, but they really seem to know politics better than most Americans, unfortunately. So if you look at, you know, what is happening in California, I love California. I've spent close to half my life in California, but I left California because Gavin Newsom had turned it into a wreck. So I'm out. I'm out of California right now. I would love for you to fix California so that many of us can come back. So good luck.
Yeah, no, and it's not going to be easy, but it's simple. All the solutions are very, very simple. And I think they get overcomplicated on purpose because they get murky and then there's a control mechanism that comes in. I love that you said that your daughter's boyfriend is from Turkey. I don't tell people much of this, but part of my more recent awakening, you know, I've been working on, you know, things forever, but in learning, but part of my more recent awakening about 5 years ago, where I would learn a lot, believe it or not, was watching Turkish news. Because their broadcasts were telling the truth at the time during COVID when other broadcasts weren't, which was interest fascinating to me. And I won't say all of the broadcasts, but a broadcast that I was watching was. So that was interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. Last year I spent some time in Turkey, and it's fantastic. Of course, their history goes back thousands and thousands of years. But yeah, they are cutting edge. And the people there are, I believe, you know, Black Americans. They love family. They want to, you know, be prosperous and, you know, have a good life for them and their families, and great food there. I love the food there. It's all natural. You don't have to worry about going and finding organic because it's all organic. And these are some of the things that I think that California is very strong in. But, you know, we have these other groups that seem to want to come in and take over. I love raw milk. You can find it in California. You can't find it in most states. So California is cutting edge in a lot of areas.
They are.
But some areas, not so much. And I know that you have the insight and the broad range that you can help fix a lot of these things. I say fix, but all that is just adjusting, really. You know, there's been manipulations that have come in. We know that Gavin Newsom and his party has come in and strongly manipulated a lot of things in California. It just need to be turned around. There's mostly good people in California, and some people like their handouts, illegal immigrants and so forth. Can't do that going forward. That's not the way our system has always worked. It's based off of merit. And if you look at all the people that have done well throughout history, it's through merit. It's not because things were given to them. So California has got to stop that. They're just destroying themselves.
Yeah, no, this is a good point. And what I've noticed in business alone over the years, over the decades, is so when people are entitled, right, they're going to accept their entitlements as long as they're there. But often, more times than not, when those entitlements are cut off, they get to work. And they do what they need to do. So I fault the system more than I fault the people, because sometimes, yeah, they take it. It's advantageous to them, so they're going to take it. I'm not going to work. Blah 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 blah. So we've inherently created a system of laziness, which isn't really there when the entitlements aren't there, because people are like, well, I'm not going to not have my cell phone. I'm not going to not pay my bills. I'm not going to not have electricity or food. Guess I got to get to work. It's not free anymore, right? So there may be some pushback on that, but I think our human nature is to fend for ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, California has it's one of the greatest economies in the world, just California alone.
Yep.
And what does that come from? It comes from small business, always. Mm. California has gone in and has destroyed small business and has basically taken away the ability to create. Even Elon Musk left California and went to Texas. So it's a big red flag, unfortunately, for California. It's a downward spiral. More people are leaving California than are coming into California for the first couple years in its history. It's warning signs. Warning signs are there. So we need new leadership. And so here we have Lewis Herms coming to the rescue. I really think that you are coming to the rescue. Whether people look at your ideas and take them on and steal them or whatever. So or you get to implement them, which would be better because you have high integrity, higher integrity than probably any other politician out there, because we know the politicians, for the most part, don't have any integrity. They tell you what you want to hear and then do the opposite. And that's been the case for a lot of politicians in California for a long time. So I know that you're going to bring that integrity. You're going to bring great ideas, cutting edge ideas, ideas that will basically push California back into the top and back into the limelight like it's supposed to be, like all of us have loved California, and we look forward to that.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, Mike, and all the work that you've done over the years and all the work. I know we talked a lot about what you've done in the Middle East, and you saw election fraud firsthand and ballot harvesting way before anybody saw it here in the United States.
Yeah, that's one of the things I saw in Afghanistan firsthand. I remember talking to the chief of station, CIA chief of station, and I was like, these radical Muslims are going to win this election. And he's like, no, we got it. And I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, I've seen it firsthand, but maybe in that case it was a good thing, but and here in America, not so much. Yeah,
right.
Not so much. So we've seen that radicalization of the political and voting spectrums. I think that if there were, and I think there will be going forward, I feel strongly that people get out and do the vote early like we did in the last election. And I push this very strongly that everyone should get out and start voting early, because they expect us to come day of, and that's when they wreck everything. We've seen that. We saw it in Arizona. We saw it in Pennsylvania. We've seen a lot of different states where people come day of and everything gets wrecked. So we have to come in like we did this last election. I promoted it. I said, get out and vote early voting. We have to do away with these absentee ballots. That's the way elections are stolen. I really strongly believe there's more people that will support you and not the other side that's radicalized. And if there's legal voting and people get out early and vote and there's no absentee ballots and no machine voting, you, I believe, will win.
Yeah, with a paper ballot, I actually prefer same day voting. But with a paper ballot, same day counting is imperative with oversight. And I'm starting to get some traction on an idea I had a while ago, and I'm actually still shocked that nobody else is bringing this up in the election integrity community. Serial numbers on ballots make them impossible to duplicate, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a serial number on a dollar bill, so if you run it through a scanner and it's duplicated, they know immediately that it's counterfeit, right? So the machines can be used to detect that. That's what a machine can be used. Just make sure it's not a duplicate ballot. Boom, it's legit. okay, now we hand count it and hand do it. So I think serial numbers would be imperative. And I'm not quite sure why the election integrity community is not pushing that. But, you know, there are people a lot smarter working on this stuff than me. But we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. I think it's that's ideally, you know, the way it should work, same day voting. But because of the fraud and so forth that's, you know, worked into the system, it's really going to be tough to get that. It's going to be tough to get away with absentee ballots. It's going to be tough to do away with the machine voting. But they can be done. But I think early, I believe that we should have paper ballots, but I think it should be, you know, you should be able to get in there for a long period of time. And in Florida, we have a tremendous number of people that vote. And if it was same day, I don't think a lot of people would show up.
Well, I do agree for the senior communities, too. It takes them sometimes longer to organize that day and families and so on and so forth. I know Trump's working really, really hard at this right now. And I've heard that he's targeting California. So let's see if we can get this done. Mike, I got to turn it over to Robert. Thank you so much for your support. And I know I'll be on your show. You'll be on my show back and forth like we do here and there. And it's good to see you, brother.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, brother. Good luck.
Take care. Cheers.